Good morning. It is good to see all of you out there this morning. It has been a week, more so for some of us than a lot of others, but we do want to say good morning to you all this morning. We've got a lot of visitors out there this morning. We hope that you feel welcome this morning. Just hopefully you'll be filled this morning. And Phil ministered this morning. I didn't know exactly how to do announcements this morning for a lot of different reasons. Being a part of this praise team the last few years, Bruce has been a very vital part of this team. And getting to experience just his presence, the joy and the laughter that he brought up here on stage, has just been something that has been a blessing to me personally. And now it's been a blessing to a lot of you as well. So it is with heavy hearts that a lot of us are here this morning. But we know through the Lord that we will get through everything this morning. So our thoughts and our prayers are with you this morning, both you, Don, and Donald Brandstein this morning. If you would, go ahead and turn with me to your bulletins. There are just a few announcements that I do want to touch on this morning. The first one being, today is our dog's luncheon. Our dog's luncheon is something that Bruce actually started. He was a very big part of getting that incorporated in our church. And for those of you that are visitors this morning and don't know exactly what our dog's luncheon is, that is our Dinner on the Ground Society. It is a potluck luncheon that we have the fourth Sunday of every month here at our church, where our church members bring a potluck dish and we stay afterwards in fellowship. If you are a visitor this morning, you are invited to stay, not only to stay, but also to go to the head of the line. It is also a meal where we celebrate those that have had a birthday or an anniversary during this month. So our dog's luncheon is today. And then directly following that, we are going to have a short vacation Bible school meeting directly following that. So if you are planning to help out or volunteer for vacation Bible school, please try to stay today. We've got just a short amount of time before vacation Bible school starts. So if you would plan on staying for lunch today, that would be great. Kids camp, if you have children that are going to be going to camp, today is the final day to get in your registration money that is due. So you can see Sue or anyone else that's in the office to get that money in. Tuesday night, we do have a couple softball games. Our men are playing at 6:45 and then also at 9:45. And then this Saturday, our ladies' fellowship will be having a garden party at Iris Guerin's house at 9 o'clock in the morning. You can see anyone on the ladies' fellowship for more details, directions, and so forth. And then 2 weeks from today, it is July the 6th, but that is 4th of July weekend. That Sunday evening service, we will be having an ice cream social here at the church. So you can bring a freezer of ice cream, preferably homemade. If you guys have a homemade ice cream maker, like we would love. Pastor Don is putting in a request for some boring old vanilla. Strawberry, or if you can, I know every year for the 4th of July, we go over to a family friend's house, and there's always a batch of like Butterfinger or Reese's. So get creative this year, and let's have some wide variety of ice cream. And there is a sign-up sheet out on the Welcome Center, out on the foyer. So sign up for that, and that'll be 2 weeks from today, an ice cream social. Again, Vacation Bible School is right around the corner. Amber's going to come right now and do a quick announcement. I believe we've got a video to watch with it as well.
Join the Zoo Crew. Zoo Crew.
You're gonna have to meet the alligators today. Hopefully you're a little faster than I was.
Oh, hey. And when you're done with that, it's your turn to clean out the elephant pen.
But the cobras are loose. Run! Save yourself. We're all gonna die.
Jack, it's for VBS. You know, our VBS.
VBS?
Good morning. If you are at all interested in VBS, I would really like it if you could stay today. And there's a couple of things I want to run by you. I'll be very respectful of your time. Give you an idea of what this year is going to be. It's going to be so much fun and so different. And if you've never done it, I think you need to try. It is so exciting. And I still have a few spots that I need volunteers for. So please, and if you can't stay today but you're interested, please let me know. I will love to put you down, and I would love to have more volunteers than I know what to do with. So just let me know, and I look forward to seeing you.
All right. Again, there is a bulletin board out in the foyer that has little tags with items that you all can bring in for donation. If maybe you can't necessarily give your time that week, but can possibly bring in a donated item or two, that would surely be much, much appreciated. But at this time, we're going to go ahead and head into our greeting time. If you all would go ahead and stand, find someone you maybe have missed the last couple of weeks or two, and shake one another's hands this morning.
Men nu kan jag ha chansa att missa till om det är fullton.
I really like radio ministry for this main reason, because Madagascar is a big island. I would like to do radio ministry just to reach these places, many places all around Madagascar. If you give them a book, they couldn't read it, but their ears is very developed. That will be very helpful, just to share God's word and easy for them to grab what really God wants them to do. They are very receptive through hearing and seeing.
Esse ordinateur portable da Melisa tem esse plataforma de enregistramento, tem micro, tem casca escutar.
It's a very, very precious tools, but not only to go to the studio, but they can do the recording anywhere outside of Madagascar. Right now we have one program for kids, and all of these programs we use the backpack to do the recording.
Mena chapeku ana watawa chapeku njenga valia nasa fam punje fam mila mangata kam Jesus kuna anapian te yiz neva kam tarkia te manapian ku avita na lias na deo ne kize nyanya te nywa nyula rechele chapeku ana te namba anjesa nizho mumban Jesus te yiz nyanya Manu va chena nyula fa kulira chava pinar sarere va manja antesos te apina te murago ku asaro manja ande. Sachia sarai ku asaro leiza sachia. Fico salvo e andu a chena da manja que seco.
Boys and girls, oh, here come some runners. They can't hardly wait. Let me step on you now, okay? Can you let me through here? Thank you. I appreciate that. How many of you knows what this is? What is it?
A rock.
That looks like a good old Missouri Flintstone, doesn't it? You want to hold it? No? You want to hold it? Okay.
I'll hold
it. Is it for sure a rock?
I'll hold
okay.
It. It's cold.
It's cold? It's a cold rock.
I'll hold it.
And what does this look like?
Sponge.
A sponge.
I'll hold it.
You want to hold it? Ew. It's wet.
Is it wet?
Yeah. Okay, I'll take it back now. Thank you. You want to hold it again? Is it still wet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's cold, huh? David said in the book of Psalms, "Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you." How many of you like to read your Bible? How many of you, some of you are older and you've done children's quizzing. Do you know why we do children's quizzing? You do? You're just a little bit short still, but you'll be there one of these days. Why do we do Bible quizzing? I didn't hear you. To learn more about God? That's really true. And we, like David, want to hide God's word in our heart. My rock is too big for my container here. I had a birthday last week. Do you all know how long it's been since I've done one of these? A long time. You can probably tell from my awkwardness. I'm going to pour this, what's in there?
Water.
Water. Okay. I'm going to pour water on this rock. What happened? The rock got wet? Well, kind of. It's heavy.
Can I hold it?
The rock got kind of wet, didn't it? I'm going to hold on because it's heavy. And if you drop it and spill it, you'll be wet. Uh-oh. The rock got wet, but it didn't absorb any of the water, did it? None of the water went into the rock. It just turned it off. Shed it. Shed the water. Okay? Now I'm going to pour the water back in there. Now I'm going to put this sponge in the container here, and I'm going to pour water on it. Okay. What happened? The water's gone. The water soaked into the sponge, didn't it? It's not like the rock, is it? Okay. I have to get on with this because those people out there are waiting. Okay? See what happened to the water? Where'd it go? It went in the sponge. Okay. The Word of God, David said, "I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you." The rock, when it was exposed to the water, it shed the water. It didn't do the rock, didn't do anything for the rock or the water. But the old sponge soaked it up. Now, when you come in contact with God's Word, would you rather be a sponge or a rock?
Rock.
You'd rather be a rock? You don't want to let God's Word inside? Pardon me? You need money. Okay. With this okay, now you need to be quiet for just a minute here till I finish, okay? Okay. Okay. All right. We need to be like a sponge when we hear the Word of God. Oh, you want to be a rock and a sponge. Okay, we'll put you be a rock on top and a sponge on the bottom, and then when the water...
Actually, I want to be a rock on the bottom.
And a sponge on top. Okay, well, that way the Word of God will be absorbed in your heart before it ever gets to the rock. So our hearts need to be like a sponge and not like a rock. So when God's Word comes to us, it becomes a reality. And it's absorbed like the water was by the sponge. Okay, let's pray together. Father, enable us today to be like sponges in the Word of God. In your name we pray. Bless these children and their parents. Amen. Thank you. What'd you do? Oh, you hit your head. There's one thing about children. You always get answers. Okay, guys, go back to Mom and Dad. And we need you all to sit in here with your parents today because we're not going to have a lesson upstairs. Thank you. Offering. Well, like I said, I'm a year older and, you know, things get forgotten. I'd like to have our ushers come at this time to receive our weekly tithes and offerings. Pat, would you come and ask God's blessings on our offering?
Father, we come to you this morning. Our hearts are heavy with the loss that we suffer as a church and a family. However, we do know that you're in control. You comfort those that need comfort, and you hurt with those that hurt. But as we try to separate our hurt this morning from the rest of life, we know, Lord, that you do truly bless us, Lord. And as we feel your blessings this morning, Lord, we give a portion back to you that might go to really bless and further thy kingdom. These things we pray in Christ's name this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Sworn by the ones he came to save.
Ben shared with you some of our thoughts as he gave the announcements today. And what do you say in a time like this? Makes no sense, at least to our human minds. But our Heavenly Father knows much more. And in His great wisdom, He's bringing encouragement and strength and help during this time of loss. I think along with me, every one of you loved and appreciated Bruce. I was sharing this morning for just a few minutes about the last time that I heard him sing. The beauty of his voice and the clearness. Probably just a couple of weeks before he went to have surgery. And then the day that he was here in church the last time, he said, "It's all in God's hands. God's taken care of it." And though I don't understand it this morning, I know it's in God's hands because he placed it there before he ever went to the hospital. And so as we struggle, we also look up with hope and believe that God Himself in His mighty wisdom is taking care of the whole situation. We have others we need to pray for today. We need to continue to remember Sue and in the loss of Max. Need to remember Evelyn Reed, who is recovering from a fall and from surgery. Eric Feese's grandfather, Iris, and the treatments that she's still continuing with. Bonnie's here with us today, still having some difficulties, and we need to hold her up in prayer. Ted, as he continues to recover. And then I got a note just a little bit ago. Dee Jennings spent the night in the ER with chest pains and has been admitted to the hospital for more testing. So we need to remember Dee in our prayer time this morning. Are there others we need to remember? Yes, Bob. Helen is in the hospital. She took another fall this week, and they admitted her to the hospital. I saw her Friday evening, and she's very sore, but no broken bones. Thank you for reminding me of that. Okay, let's stand together as we approach our prayer time. If you'd like to pray here at the altar is certainly open, and as the praise team continues to sing, why make your way to the altar if you'd like to pray here.
Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and
As we go to prayer today, let's remember that Satan's already lost the battle. The battle is finished. When Jesus said it's finished on the cross, the battle was won. And victory is ours. And so even in our sorrow, there is a time to celebrate victory in Christ Jesus the Lord. Let's pray together today. Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of mercy and grace, the all-seeing, all-knowing, omnipotent God reigns on the throne today. And Lord, we have that assurance. We believe today. We hold on to the belief that you are God. You know the hurts. You know the feelings. You know the tears that have been shed. Lord, we pray today for Debbie and all of the children, the family. We lift them up to you because they're carrying a heavy burden today. And Jesus has sent the Holy Spirit alongside to be our comforter, to be our guide, to give us strength and courage in this hour that we're facing. And Lord, as we do that, we look up again to you. Your shining face, the glorious victory is yours. The grave is empty. And Lord, as we look toward the future, all the graves will be emptied on the great day of the coming of the Lord. Then, Father, we would pray for those that are ill, those that are afflicted, those that are still trying to work through physical infirmities. And, Father, we proclaim victory there too, because you are Lord. You created these bodies. You made them just like they are. You know exactly what they need. And so we pray for your touch today. Pray that all sickness and illness would be defeated in the name of Christ. And Lord, this morning we would be remiss if we fail to remember people who are out of the ark of safety, people who do not know you, people who are lost. And Lord, we don't hear much about lost anymore, but everyone who does not know you as their personal Savior is lost today. And we lift them up to you, asking for your help, asking for you to draw them near to the throne of mercy and grace, begging, Lord, for your help in reaching them for Jesus Christ. Give us strength in this hour. Lead us forward, Lord. Cause us to see your face, your caring for us. In the name of Christ Jesus, our risen Lord, we pray. Amen.
I think most of you knew that Pastor Gary is taking some vacation time, and ask you to pray for him there at the baptism of one of Jennifer's nieces today. And so we need to remember them in prayer and for a safe journey. I'd like to share with you some scripture found in Hebrews, the 6th chapter. My battery went dead. You'll have to turn. Or I guess the light did. It's great when all these things work the right way, isn't it? But all I have to do is touch one of them and it tries to do something different. My computer's even worse than the microphone is. Sometimes it types words that I don't even write into it, and I don't know why. Hebrews, the 6th chapter, beginning with the 13th verse. When God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you and give you many descendants. And so after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. Men swear by someone greater than themselves, and the oath confirms what is said and puts to an end all argument. Because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what had been promised, he confirmed it with an oath. God did this so that by two unchangeable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us, that we may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where Jesus, who went before us, has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. A thought for today is, we have an anchor for the soul. Let's pray. Father, we ask your blessings on the reading of your scripture today. In Christ's name, amen. There has probably never been a time in the history of mankind that there was so much uncertainty, so much restlessness, so many problems that we're trying to figure out about what's going to take place in our future. If you've seen any news this week, you know about additional unrest in Iraq. If you've been in contact with the church this week, you know about the loss of Bruce. What a blessing it is to have Brother Don and their daughter Don here with us this morning in the service. But there seems to be so much uncertainty. Do you want something to tie to that will be a personal anchor for your soul no matter what happens? This passage that I read to you from Hebrews makes it very clear that God has planned for an anchor for the soul of mankind. And Jesus, his only son, died on the cross to provide that anchor so that we have a priest after the order of Melchizedek in the very holy of holies at the right hand of God interceding for us. Now, I try not to get too blessed when I begin to think about that, but you think about this for a moment. Maybe you'll get blessed too. Jesus is standing at the right hand of the Father right now, talking to him about us who are here today. He's saying to the Father, have you seen Don down there? He's trying to preach today, and he needs lots of help. He really needs lots of help, Father. And he's not wrong. I do need help. But God is in the business of making things steadfast and sure for us as the anchor for our soul in Christ Jesus the Lord. You believe that today? Is that a reality in your heart and life? We don't want to anchor in material things. I've had several old cars in my time. One time I bought a 54 model Ford that had a 4-speed on the floor, and I thought I was just really where it was. Turned the corner one day, and it didn't have a deal to hold the battery in it, and it threw the battery into the fan blade. Now, until you've had a motor, whether it's in a Ford or a Chevy or a Plymouth or a Dodge, that has a battery thrown into the fan blade, you haven't lived, because it makes a real mess. And so when I thought that I had the car of the future, it only lasted until I turned a couple of corners. And it pulled all that acid. It didn't have a breather on it, so it pulled the acid into the motor, and to make a long story very short, it never ran again. The scripture tells us about a man who tried to anchor in wealth. If you look to the book of Luke, in the 12th chapter, here's the parable Jesus told. And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there will I store all my grain and my goods, and I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.'" And God laid one of the most harsh, if we want to look at harsh, or devastating thoughts about this man in the whole scripture. But God said to him, "You fool." That's pretty strong, isn't it? "This night, your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have?" Goes further there to speak. "This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself but is not rich toward God." Ooh. We need to fasten our eyes on the Lord. He had a terrible quandary. What am I going to do with all this stuff I have? You ever had that problem? What are you going to do with all this stuff? God said, "Hey, you've put your trust in this stuff, but are you prepared for what's ahead?" The material foundations were swept away because he needed an anchor for his soul. In Hebrews, the 12th chapter, beginning with the 26th verse, "At that time his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, 'Once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens.' The words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken still remains." What can be shaken in our lives? But our eternal soul does not need to be shaken, because God himself is in charge. Then in the 12th chapter also, in the 22nd verse, but you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirits of righteous men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to be sprinkled, and the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. See to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. If they do not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, how much less will we if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven? Our God is a loving God. He cares. He's provided the anchor for our souls. But if we refuse it, those things that can be shaken will be shaken, and we must seek to find the kingdom and put our anchor for our soul where it can never be shaken. Several years ago, Ruth's parents bought a home. Comfortable home in a nice place in the city. One night, that home caught on fire. I don't know how many of you have ever been without a home, but in just a few short minutes, less than hours, that home burned to the ground. The material part of it was gone. God watched over the family, and they all came out of it well. A lot of people put their store in stocks and bonds during the Depression. And all of it turned to ashes very quickly. Stocks and bonds will not be good when those things are shaken that can be shaken. And those things which cannot be shaken will last for eternity. How many of you have good health? And you just feel pretty good. In moments, our health can change. We rush to the doctor. Folks, all of the things that I've talked about are things that will not last forever. But if our soul is anchored in Christ, we have a future. We have tomorrow. We have always to live and be for Him. The Heavenly Father, full of compassion, made provision. Jerusalem, the beautiful city, is there. Jesus paid the price that only heaven could afford. He purchased the privilege for man, anchoring his soul in that eternal city. The Rock of Ages, Jesus Christ, Savior of the world, the High Priest after the order of Melchizedek. The only real answer to the perplexing problems of this day in which we live is to anchor in Jesus Christ the Lord. In Hebrews, the 5th chapter, beginning with verse 7, during the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and once made for purpose perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, and was designated by God to be the high priest in the order of Melchizedek. The only real answer to the perplexing problems, the only real answer that I have to give you today, Don, is the precious promises of Jesus Christ the Lord. The only grounds that we have to stand on is those promises that God Himself made. The healer of broken homes, the physician for the sick, the present help in trouble. He made the sacrifice once and for all that we might be what He wants us to be. In the 10th chapter of Hebrews, beginning with the 10th verse, "And by that will we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God." Praise the Lord. My soul takes joy in recognizing that Son that's at the right hand of God today. The sacrifice once for all. The old priest went time after time. They burned up all kinds of cattle and sacrifices, and they went away, and things were the same. The Son of God died on the cross, rose again the third day, and things will never be the same again because of what He has done. Hear the cry of the soul of man. "Who are you, Lord?" The answer comes from heaven. "I am the Christ, the commander in chief of heaven's host." He calls the stars by name. He marshals them according to His will. The heavens declare His handiwork. The winds obey His voice when He says, "Peace be still." He's measured the waters in His hands. He has weighed the hills in the balances. Demons flee when He speaks. Plagues die. Nations crumble. In the scripture we read about the king who was weighed in the balance and found wanting. He's crying out, "I am the Christ," once dead, but alive forevermore. Did they not crucify this man? Yes. But when God's will was done, the earth quaked. The skies wept. The sun hid its face. Hell trembled because the stone rolled back from the door, and the captive was set free. And captive souls rejoiced because of the promise of paradise. And the lost world is redeemed because He said, "I am Jesus." We can bank on that. We can tie our anchor to that. When men die, if they're an artist, they leave an unfinished painting, the canvas unfilled. When poets die, the poem is incomplete and not written. When a businessman leaves, his deals are left and there's unfinished business. But when Jesus cried out, "It is finished," salvation's plan was complete. On that resurrection morning, the guards were in a trance like dead men. The stone was rolled away, but the stone didn't roll away to let Jesus out. Jesus was already gone. The stone rolled away so we could look in to the empty tomb and recognize that he said, "I am He that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore." In Revelation, the first chapter, in the 18th verse, we read these words: "I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades." Our Jesus, our Christ, the Lord. Every soul needs an anchor. Whoever you are, wherever you are, you need an anchor for your soul today. Something that does not move, something that will not be shaken. Where are you anchored today? I'm glad to tell you today, I believe Bruce's anchor held in that last storm of life. I believe he's enjoying the joy of the Lord because he anchored in the rock that will not move. But we're here today, you and I. Where are you anchored? Is your anchor holding steady and sure while all of life goes on around you? That's the question for you. That's the question that must be answered before the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, as we come to the close of this service today, we want our anchor to hold. Therefore, we've anchored in you. As we close this service, every person here has to recognize where they're anchored right now and ask themselves the question, will my anchor hold? We pray that every person would seek your face and your leadership. Again, we pray for the family. We pray for everyone that's here today. We pray for those that will be celebrating anniversaries and birthdays, those that are our visitors. And Lord, we pray your blessings this morning on our food and our fellowship. May we be your people serving you with our whole hearts. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I've got the list that I need to read for you. Those celebrating birthdays, Jennifer Raper. Are you here, Jennifer? There she is. Matt Allen. Remy Swearingen. Don Daniel, I don't know him. Annabelle Shelton. Mike Willard, Isaac Carricker, Troy Brooks, Alex Feaseth. Any more birthdays? Anyone that I missed? Isaac, you take your folks in there. You can take them down the line first, too. Don and Juanita Brandstein are celebrating a anniversary, or did celebrate an anniversary on the 12th. Is that right? The Carrickers celebrated an anniversary. They get to eat twice today. And that's it. So if you would head up the line as we go in, I would assume the food is prepared and you're dismissed. God bless you. Thank you for